课堂听 class.com.
Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by 4 answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet.
51. I would have printed that letter for you, but someone else was using the printer.
If you had told me, I'd let you use the one in my office.
I know you really wanted that letter to go out before we closed for the weekend. 52. Today is Monday. Your appointment with the doctor isn't today. It's tomorrow.
I thought I had an appointment with the dentist tomorrow.
No, that's next week. You should get a calendar. 53. I don't know where to put my new desk.
Put it near a window. You won't feel so closed in.
Yes, but the other side of the room is more convenient.
54. I think there's an error in this invoice. Didn't you get all the items you were charged for? No, it lists more goods than we received.
55. Our company has a new policy. Customers pay by cash only. What's the reason for the change? Our bookkeeper said it's better for record keeping.
56. I like that top, but I don't have enough money.
It's on sale. But we could hold it for you.
No, I need too many other things, although it does match my suit well.
57. I'd like to talk to you sometime this week. I have a meeting after lunch, but any other time is all right. Let's try early tomorrow. 58. Everyone needs some time for relaxation.
My work keeps me too busy for that.
You shouldn't work so hard. You'll get run down. 59. Everyone who's worked here full-time for a year is entitled to a 1 week paid vacation.
Part-time employees need a vacation too.
They'll have 3 1/2 days off. 60. Unfortunately, my daughter's school doesn't offer sports that she can participate in.
They have a soccer team. Doesn't she like that?
It's too difficult. She broke her knee and it never healed properly.
61. My car broke down on the way to the conference last week.
I thought it happened when your son borrowed the car for school.
No, he hasn't used the car at all in the past month. 62. I shouldn't have sent that cash through the mail.
Why? What happened?
I mailed it 2 weeks ago and it still hasn't gotten there. I hope it hasn't been stolen. 63. We're so embarrassed. We invited the CEO for dinner tonight, but we forgot that we had tickets for the theater.
Why don't you tell her? I'm sure she'll understand.
I'm afraid this isn't the first time we've done this.
64. It's supposed to rain this afternoon. Well, let's enjoy our morning sunshine. Yes, and that cool breeze.
Have you heard that all the international flights have been canceled because of the weather?
No. I've been in a meeting all day.
Unfortunately, I found out while waiting for my flight to Lisbon.
66. Can you tell who placed this order? The text is not very clear.
It's either the City Painting Company or the City Printing Company.
Their typist should check everything before sending it out.
67. You know, your contract calls for work to be done by the first of the month. Due to unexpected circumstances, we won't be finished by then. I can give you an extension of 1 week only.
68. This hotel would be a good place for our next convention.
Is it better than where we held it last year?
Yes, it's larger and very close to the airport and the train station. 69. Someone must be at the information desk at all times. Will you make up a duty roster, please, so everyone has a turn?
Should I list officers as well as the secretaries?
No. I think there are enough people on the support staff alone. 70. I'll need to buy some new luggage for my next trip.
You just came back yesterday from a 2-week trip.
I'll be home for 2 weeks and then gone again for 3. I'll be back next month. 71. You must remember to lock the safe whenever you leave the office.
I thought it would be easier just to set the burglar alarm.
No, you only do that when you close the office at night.
72. The inside zipper on my attaché case needs repairing.
Maybe you should take it back to the luggage store.
They suggested I take it to a shoe repair shop. 73. I can hardly keep up with my normal administrative work since the delegation from the factory came to visit.
What is your boss having you do for them?
I'm booking their lodging and all their meetings and luncheons and trips.
74. We can't deliver your order until we have your address.
I'd like you to hold shipment until we have room in our warehouse.
We can keep it here at the factory for a while, but we'll have to charge you for storage.
75. What is the commission for this transaction?
The owner generally takes only 5%, but he sometimes has his assistant do it for less than that.
That sounds fair either way.
76. If you need to phone me tomorrow, I'll be in the office all morning, but I'm leaving at noon for the plant. I'll be there by 1.
Can your assistant help me?
Yes, he'll be in the office all day.
77. You can always tell if business is good by the look on that shopkeeper's face. He's certainly busy today. His shop is filled with customers. That's why he's smiling so much. 78. If you have trouble understanding my instructions, please come and see me.
Thanks, but I'm sure I can figure them out.
If you change your mind and I'm not here, my partner can help you just as well. I've promoted my assistant to regional supervisor.
Who will be helping you now? Just your secretary?
She already has enough to do. I'll have to hire a new person who will have the title of administrative aide.
80. That sounded like an airplane crashing. What was it?
They're excavating a site for a new office building right next to ours.
No wonder I didn't hear fire engines or ambulances afterwards.
4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. Each will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet.
Questions 81 and 82 refer to the following advertisement. Our newest contact lenses are superior products. WaterArc lenses can be worn for up to 1 month of continuous use. The lenses are soft and allow your eyes to breathe oxygen freely. Never before has 20/20 vision been more comfortable. Priced at $200 per pair, WaterArcs are available through optometrists in every major city.
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement. Enjoy the luxury of getting into a car you have pre-warmed or pre-cooled from inside your home. This pocket-sized remote-controlled transmitter engages your car's ignition from as far away as 500 feet. It operates in any weather, from minus 20 degrees to 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and it gives you 15 minutes to get to your car before shutting off automatically. Available at all Fahrenham's auto supply stores.
Questions 86 and 87 refer to the following announcement. Lawrence Lewis has been appointed Overseas Director for the Universal Corporation. Lewis will be based at Universal's newest factory in Paris, France. The company makes men's suits in the medium to high price range. Lewis will take up his new post in mid-March after closing down the Hong Kong factory.
Questions 88 through 90 refer to the following announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, our 3-day cruise to the Outer Islands is about to begin. We've arranged your shipboard activities according to the weather forecast. Today and tomorrow, you will be able to enjoy the beautiful Olympic-sized pool on the sunny upper deck. However, you should arrange for indoor activities on the third day, because it will most likely rain then. We're happy to announce that you'll be able to dance under the stars and stroll the decks all 3 nights of the trip. Happy sailing!
Questions 91 through 93 refer to the following announcement. All phones at the electric company are engaged at the moment. An operator will be with you as soon as possible. If you care to wait, we hope you enjoy the music we have recorded for your listening pleasure. This is also a recording. Thank you for your patience.
Questions 94 and 95 refer to the following announcement. Attention all area listeners. During the month of December, any money donated to the Orphans Fund will be matched with an equal amount from the City Garden Club. Station XYZ has presented this recording as a public service announcement.
Questions 96 through 98 refer to the following announcement. Welcome to the Natural History Museum. This pre-recorded tour will be activated as you stop at each exhibit along the way. Every exhibit will be described and explained in detail. If you have any questions which have not been answered by the recording, you will find museum guards posted along the way. They will be glad to help you. Enjoy your tour.
Questions 99 and 100 refer to the following announcement. A weekend travel alert has been posted for our area. Rain is expected starting Friday evening, and roads are expected to freeze. The National Weather Service is confident that commuters will have no problem getting to work Monday morning, because temperatures should rise considerably Sunday afternoon. For more detailed hour-to-hour information, call the service at WEA 8437.
This is the end of the listening comprehension. Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear four short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the four statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the four statements.
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B.
1. A. They're sitting down. B. They're buying a paper. C. They're trying on clothes. D. They're putting on their coats.
Two. A. The seabirds are on the shore. B. The sailboat is at sea. C. The ice floats on the water. D. The tram climbs the hills.
Three. A. The singer holds the microphone. B. The dentist operates the drill. C. The shopkeeper prepares the display. D. The technician sits at the controls.
Four. A. They're playing pool. B. They're diving for pearls. C. The chairs are reserved for skiers. D. Some people are swimming.
Five. A. The helicopter is taking off. B. The satellite is circling the globe. C. The rocket is lifting off. D. The astronauts are landing on the moon.
Six. A. The mountain climbers are resting. B. The power company is raising its rates. C. The dam is under construction. D. The tram is not working.
Seven. A. The bowling alley is next door. B. The food is in the bowls. C. The pottery is broken. D. The satellite dish is on the roof.
Eight. A. The sign is hanging from the ceiling. B. The passengers are waiting for a taxi. C. The ticket agent is collecting the tickets. D. The people are passing through customs.
Nine. A. The concert hall is large. B. The waitress is serving drinks. C. The forest surrounds the garden. D. The chairs are being cleaned.
Ten. They're waiting at the station. B. They're packing for a trip. C. They're training their colleagues. D. They're reading their mail.
Eleven. A. The cows eat the grass. B. The bread is made with wheat. C. The farmer checks his equipment. D. The man is looking for a vest.
12. A. He's counting his change. B. He's listening to a concert. C. He's selling his wares. B. He's sailing his sailboat.
13. A. They're working in a row. B. They're wearing hats. C. They're dancing in a line. D. They're reading the news.
14. A. They're turning the pages of a book. B. They're offering a present. C. They're nursing the sick. D. They're presenting a lecture.
15. A. The drilling platform is on the water. B. The dentist's drill is next to the chair. C. The engine oil is on the shelf. D. The sailors are at sea.
16. A. They're washing their hands. B. They're playing the piano. C. They're looking at the monitor. D. They're opening the window.
17. A. The bank's automatic teller is on the street. B. The company's cafe is on the ground floor. C. The best shopping is at the mall. D. The sporting goods are against the wall.
He's talking on the telephone. B. He's wearing headphones. C. He's directing the orchestra. D. He's changing the bulb.
A. The team is on the field. B. The employees are having lunch. C. The workers are at the office. D. The skaters are off the ice.
20. A. The aircraft is being assembled. B. The technicians are skydiving. C. The clothes are on a hangar. D. The pilots are ready to take off.